You get a fantastic idea. You feel inspired. You take action. Everything is going great. And then you hit a brick wall. So what's happened? Nick Williams is author of the book How to Be Inspired.
I think some people hit a brick wall, but some people don't even start in order to hit the brick wall. You know, my talks, I say, has anybody here ever had a great idea and not followed through on it? Anybody ever wanted to write a book and not written the first page yet? Has anybody ever had an idea for an enterprise and not started it yet? Most people say yes. Resistance even kicks in at the point of not even starting. Resistance kicks in once we've started, and I think resistance often kicks in most when we're about to succeed. So resistance is our own inner enemy. It shows up as things like procrastination, shows up as sabotage, shows up as excess emotional drama in our life where we can never get ourselves together. It shows up as addictions, dozens of different ways that it shows up. I think people need to be really honest with themselves and become aware of their own forms of resistance and not be ashamed of it, because I think resistance is part of being human. Every single human being that I know has some form of resistance, whether they're aware of it or not. So number one is to become aware of it and just go, whoops, here I go with my resistance again. Secondly, is to realize that all resistance on one level is fear. So don't be afraid of being afraid. And I think there's often great power in saying, I would love to do this, and you know what, I'm actually terrified of doing it, but I'm going to start doing it. That to me is turning the resistance into power. But it's also to recognize that resistance becomes our pointer, that the things that we are most afraid of are often the things we would most love to do and would be most fulfilling for us. So it's to begin to see resistance as a direction, as our North Star, and the thing that we're most resisting. Don't talk ourselves out of it, but go, that would be so me. And then continue to take those baby steps of dissolving the resistance, of facing it on a daily basis and going through it and turning the resistance into power.
Now, if we all have this resistance, then surely it must be serving some kind of purpose. So what's it there for?
Well, on one level, it is a call to growth. I think resistance is like, you know, if you go to the gym and you work out, you have weights. Weights help you build muscles. So I think on one level, resistance is about building our creative and our spiritual muscles. You know, every time we hit resistance and we grow beyond it, we become a bigger human being. But if we don't recognize it in the first place, we just get floored by it. So it's recognizing that it is a call to growth. But I think we also need to recognize a deeper dynamic in resistance, because most people resist because they're afraid of failure, they're afraid of looking stupid, they're afraid of falling over. What that actually hides is a deeper fear, which most people don't even realize they have, which is actually a fear of success.
Now, why on earth would you be frightened of success?
Most of us don't realize we're frightened of success, and it's not until sometimes we start moving towards success that we realize that we have a fear of success, because most people dismiss it on a conscious level. Because on a conscious level, people are saying, of course I want to be successful. But what we don't realize is that we also have a kind of deeper subconscious mind, and in that mind there's parts of us saying, but all the successful people I know are prats. You know, they're all greedy. They've all abused people and been competitive to get there. You know, and we go, I don't want to be like that. So actually, as we move towards success, we'll actually sabotage ourselves, because we don't want to become like they are. We don't want to become the way that we've judged them.
If all those people that we know of as our role models of success have done all these things and become all these awful things that we don't want to be, how on earth then do you become successful and don't do that, if it seems like everybody else who is doing that?
I think two things. Number one is there are also a great number of role models for success that are really wonderful and who are great people with fantastic integrity and coming from a great place in the way they do it. So number one is seek those kind of people out. But even if there weren't those kind of people, but there are, secondly is choose to have integrity. Be successful and keep your heart and soul in it. And when you're tempted to lose integrity, don't do it. You know, it can be a choice. You know, you don't have to become the person you don't want to be. You can control the way that you think and act and are in the world. So you have it within your power to keep your own integrity. But it is a great fear of people that they're going to somehow lose their integrity when they become successful.
If you're gradually working your way through the resistance, you've at least partially overcome your fear of either failure or success. How do you then maintain that and keep on moving forward?
Two major things. One is to keep going to your own wells of inspiration and discovering new wells of inspiration. So keep filling up. I talk about inspiration not being a vaccination. You know, don't go and get it once and you don't need it for the next 5 years. I think inspiration is a daily habit. We need to uplift our soul every day. And secondly, inspire ourselves by being really honest with ourselves and knowing that if we're really honest, there's always something that's next for us. And sometimes we try and talk ourselves out of it and we deny it. But if we can be really honest with ourselves on a daily basis, we can grow and we can bust through a fear and we can take an action that will really inspire us. So take those baby steps on a daily basis.
That's Nick Williams. His book, How to Be Inspired, is published by Sonia Bella.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.